You're listening to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Please turn to the 19th chapter of the book of Matthew, and we will begin our reading in verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, touch our hearts with this very short message. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I thank the Lord that God gave me parents that didn't think I was too young for church. I started attending church 9 months in the womb, all the way up until now, as I am 27 years old. I've been attending church all my life. And it came a day when I was a little boy, I heard messages about hell and how sinners go to hell. I began to get worried. What qualifies me as a sinner? Well, if you break one of the commandments, you're guilty of all. The Bible says we're all born sinners, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And there's a payment for my sins. That's hell, eternal hell. That's forever. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Separation from God forever. I became scared. I said to myself, man, can I do anything to get out of this? Well, for all I've sinned. There's nothing you can do in your own power to get out of hell. But then I heard that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and paid for my sins on the cross. And I believed on Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins on the cross. And because of that, I asked Jesus to save me. And beloved, I felt a huge weight lifted off of me. Like a huge burden was lifted off of me. I was relieved. I felt the instant conversion of my salvation. In this passage here, it says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put hands on them and pray. See, the disciples thought that Jesus was too busy for little kids. They want to understand it, that God is too important for little kids. Well, Jesus loves the little children. Okay, we sing that song. Never think that a child is too young for church. I have an 8-month-old. I am surprised in how intelligent and aware that young man is. Children are not stupid. They understand things. I was little when I got saved. My wife was 6 years old when she got saved. Children understand this. I remember hearing on this podcast, Tom Fenwick's testimony of getting saved. I've heard it in person before, how at 5 years old, he was in church, not paying any attention. He was coloring in his coloring book. And towards the end of the message, his dad, Dr. Ron Fenwick, one of my favorite preachers, said, if you're not sure you're going to heaven or not when you die, you need to get that straight. And he was nervous. And on the way to McDonald's, they stopped. His mother, brother, and sister went in. And he was left alone with his dad in the car. And he asked his dad, Dad, I'm not sure if I'm saved. And his dad, he took the Bible and showed him how to get saved. And they went to a grassy area, and Tom asked Jesus to save him. And I'm here to tell you now, beloved, and he was 5 years old. I'm here to tell you, beloved, that a child understands the gospel. Don't think that your child is too young for church. Don't think that you're... I remember many sermons as a child coming up from Dr. Fenwick, Tom Fenwick, that I still remember to this day. I remember hearing Tom preach to the little kids, and I, in the little kids class, as a grown man, being blessed because Tom was preaching the gospel. I said to Tom, Tom, you don't dumb down the preaching or try to belittle it because you're preaching to kids. And he said there's no need to. Why is that? Because the child understands the gospel. And I'm glad Tom's dad and he and my father, they didn't dumb down the messages. They preached to me exactly what the Bible says. And I'm saved today because of that. Some of you right now are skipping churches. You're not getting your child accustomed to church. They're 8 years old. You want them to play. And you think that when they turn 15, that's they're going to get serious about church. That's not going to happen. Let me show you something. You have to get the children accustomed to attending church. In Luke chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom," this is a place where he was brought up, and his custom was going to church. "And as his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." Are you making sure that your children are accustomed to church? I never miss, even on vacation time, my dad looked for an independent fundamental Baptist church. We never missed church for anything. Track meets, martial arts, judo, none of those things. It's our responsibility as parents that we train up our children and not withhold them from church. The title of this message is, "Suffer not the children to come unto me." Are you preventing your children from going to God by keeping them home, by going to the beach on a Sunday, going to an activity on a Sunday? Deuteronomy 6:17 says, "Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God," and I'm in the wrong spot. It's Deuteronomy 6:7. Deuteronomy 6:7, it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and thou liest down, and when thou risest up." It's our responsibility to raise our children in church, and to take it seriously. Your children are fans of the same football team you like because you like that team. Now, are your kids a Bible fan because you're a fan of the Bible? And it's our job. Why is it our job? Because the children are the heritage of the Lord. In Psalms 127 verse 3, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." And we are responsible for raising up our children in church. And the disciples rebuked them. We should not prevent children from coming to church. All these stupid parents out there, he's not doing good on his grades, no church. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Verse 14, "But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not." I want you to see here the commandment to forbid them not. That means do not withhold the children from coming to Jesus Christ. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, bring your children to church. The commandment to forbid them not from coming unto him. And that happens all the time. Let me tell you something. Please do not think that your child will take church seriously at 15, 16 years old. It's not going to happen. He has to get accustomed when he's 2 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, and all the way up, accustomed to going to church. If not, look at the testimonies I gave you. My testimony, my wife's, she got saved at 6. My friend Tom, he got saved at 5. They got saved at a young age. Could it be that those that are preventing their children from going to church are preventing the blessings of God to come upon that child at an early age? Why let your child wreck their life and then they get saved at 45 when they could have gotten saved at a young age and give their life to Jesus at a young age? "Come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Hey, children go to heaven too. Children believe. And I want to leave you with this sobering thought. Are you preventing your children from going to church? I'm really glad that my parents took me to church at a very young age. Perhaps I wouldn't be saved today, or would have gotten saved when my life was in total wreck. I'm glad that my parents took church seriously, because when I saw them take it seriously, I took it seriously. Just want to leave you with this message. Forbid them not.